Today we'll be doing Sivches. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Kosveis Filin Mezuzos Heim Besagareim Besagarei Sagareim Mechol Auskim Bemelachas Shemayim Turim Mehanachas Tilin Kol Ayom Zulas Besas Kriyash Mevasila. Those people whose job it is to write Filin and Mezuzos. So not only them, but the merchants, the people who buy from those merchants, are all going to be putter from Tfilin, from wearing Tfilin all day, because they're involved in Melechas Shemayim, with the exception of the times to say Shema and Shmon Esrei, where they have to wear Tfilin. The Rama says Im Hayu Tzrichim Lasos Melachta Besas Kriyash Mevasila Turim Kriyash Mevasila Tfilin. So the Rama adds that if it's impossible for them to do to wear talis and tefillin to say Shema and Shmona Esrei, because they have to work on the tefillin and the tzitzis that they're writing, then they're even putter from those mitzvos. But ideally, if they have enough time, then they should obviously try to do both. So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavdal tells us v'sagareim avshem arvichem, even though they're profiting from it, but they're still involved in melechas shemayim. V'davkem ikur kavanasam kedei laham. However, you're only considered to be a person who's involved in a mitzvah when your primary intention is to sell is to sell these tefillin to people who really need them. But if your whole goal is just to make a profit, then you're not called an osik b'mitzvah. If a person purchases something from another person, so then you're in other words, if you're basically the retailer, you're buying from the wholesaler, so then you're also considered to be involved in melechas shemayim in this regard. To lifros bayam over shayara achshav the ef shlo lahamdan cha sofer atagar kaimet sacha shbol yada gon hanachas tilin o krishma for who had in shirkol mitzvos al kein mutter licht over limkor lazaf api shal de ze yavers man hamitz va im ver halacha. So the case is where this guy needs the tilin right away, because he's going to travel somewhere, he's going out to see, he needs the talis, he needs the tilin of the mitzvah right away. So then they're going to be putter from shema and shmona esrei if they have to write the tilin right away. Us to inu marisha kvar hischa licht of kodem shi once this man for Shema has already set in, then they have to say Shema before they can write it, unless they already started writing it. The Levush says that if the sofer realizes that this guy is running out to sea and he needs the tefillin right away, and he says, listen, I'll have plenty of time to say Shema after I write these tefillin, then obviously he should delay, and if he thinks he's not going to have enough time, he should just try to say at least the first parsha. The chola osik v'davka osik b'mitzvah kagon b'shashu lovish atfilin osik b'sikunei o'aveda kagon l'shatcha l'tzarko l'hashiva l'valeha v'chol kahai gavna avu b'shashu mekayim mitzvah kagon shu kvar lovish tfilin o'shomer avida shimunachas kvar b'seivasa v'chol kahai gavna afa pishu mekayim mitzvah nenu osik b'mitzvah lo miftar b'mitzvah cheres ha'idei zevayim v'ralach sh'be'arti yoser. The Mishnah Berurah explains that there's a big difference between being osik b'mitzvah versus being a kayim mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah means you are actively doing a mitzvah. You're in the process of writing a tefillin or mezuzos, or let's say in the case of Hashabbos Aveda, you're in the process of trying to find the owner of the lost object, or if you can't find the owner, you're in the process of trying to air out the item to keep it, to preserve it so it doesn't get ruined. That's called an osik b'mitzvah, and then you're putter from doing other mitzvahs. However, once you put your tefillin on already, so now you're just in a kindness of mitzvah. So yes, it's true, you're getting a mitzvah, you're not doing a mitzvah. So if you're currently wearing tefillin, it doesn't exempt you from doing other mitzvahs. If you, let's say, found a lost object and you're storing it in your house until someone comes and can claim that it's theirs, but you're not doing anything for you, just leaving it there, so then you're not called an osik b'mitzvah, you're called a makayim b'mitzvah, and therefore you would still be chayav to do other mitzvahs. Im tzarech rotzolomar v'afilu ma'idezelo yisbatel ha'mitzvah harishona v'afilu ma'mitzvah ashni yoser gedola kevachek v'hizchel asuk harishona. Once you started doing the first mitzvah, even if the second mitzvah is more significant, you don't stop the first mitzvah to do the second one. You finish the first mitzvah first, and then you go on to the second mitzvah afterwards. So we'll stop you for now, and we'll pick up a sif test tomorrow.